Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Stand in the Sun. This is my first ever podcast. So I'm not going to crack the whip just about yet, but let's talk about something. So what is standing in the sun? You ever feel that moment where you need some release and maybe some energy to put back in your body, so you stand out with your arms wide open and the sun gives you that vibe? You know, it feels like the energy that you need, that you were missing, you get it back. So that's what this is all about. My journey going through life, daily journey, daily challenges. I'm not gonna call it struggles because we can overcome them. So it's about motherhood. It's about fitness. It's about finding the right food to give me the mom bod that I've been searching for. It's about failing forward. It's about communication. And are we really sending the right messages to people? Now, like I said, it's failing forward. So there's no expert in here. I stumble across a lot of things because I'm downright nosy and I want to know. So if the information is there for me to get, I'm going to grab it. So today I talked in a small group about dreaming. So recently I bought a new journal, and I suggest you all do it. Empty journal, blank with lines. And I learned about manifesting. I've always known about it, but I thought it had to be kept in your mind and not written out. And then I also thought that I don't want to be so big, so bright, that I'm asking too much, that it won't come to me because I'm being greedy. And that's not what manifesting is about. You're supposed to go 110%. So how do you do that? First of all, you get a pen and make sure that pen slowly is yours. So don't borrow it, get it brand new. And what was told to me is like, you get some sage or get some crystals and surround your pen and make sure that it's going to be connected with you, because the words that you're speaking is solely for you, and the universe will answer, you know, your request. Not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but you're putting it out there, right? And keep that pen with your empty journal as you start writing the verbiage. So the way that it goes, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do, you know, we all pray, we all give thanks. You know, I meditate and pray and speak my existence in the world and give grace and give thanks that I'm able, you know, to wake up and try it again. So when that is done, you take your pen, and I'm not going to tell you mine because it was told to me that you're not supposed to share your manifestations, because if you do, you just don't want to do it. You know, you want to keep your energy there until your manifestation appears, and then you can talk about it. So keep it safe. So I'm going to give you an example. Even how elaborate it may be, this is just something. So you have your book, you have your pen, you wake up in the morning and say, yes, thank you. You know, whoever you pray to, whoever you meditate to. You say, I'm so happy that I get to rise up in my king size bed filled with goose feathers and warmth and love. And I just have the sun coming through my curtains, blessing my skin, energizing me at that moment. As I rise up, I walk into my throne of a bathroom filled with marble tabletops and a shower that trickles like it's coming from the heaven to awaken my true greatness. You see how that goes? So you can write how your day is going to flow. Like, I just felt that energy right now. But you can write how your day is going to flow. And I'm not saying it has to be in front of you, but you have to speak it for it to happen. And you have to apply action. Now, that's a total different episode, but I just wanted you guys to start off with something like that, because if you have it written, the moment that you feel that you're slipping, you can go back to your manifestation journal, right? And read your words, read your spoken daily words to recharge, revive, to keep you thriving. Because in order for your dreams to come true, you have to work towards that. So you can't just speak about it. You have to figure out what greatness in you that you can work on every day to get you closer to what you speak about. So you guys, that's pretty much it. This is my hello, I'm starting something new. But you never know. You never know how far this may take me. So this will be part of my routine. And I know that you'll come back, because I have so much to say, so much to share, and stories. Stories. But we'll get into that later. Well, thank you guys. I'll see you when the sun rises.